Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dee Heaton, and she's the Executive Director for the Corning Opera House Cultural Center. Good morning to you, Dee.
Good morning. It's a great day.
It is. And we have some exciting things to talk about related to the Corning Opera House Cultural Center. You just recently made a trip because it relates to the National Conference and Theater Tour for the League of Historic American Theaters. And of course, the Corning Opera House fits that. So what were you doing there?
It was quite an honor. The League of Historic American Theaters, like you said, held their national conference in Philadelphia from July 14th through the 17th. And this was for theaters that are at least 50 years old. So it can be a movie theater or a performing arts venue. And different people come from across the United States and Canada. So during these 4 days, we had 10 days that we toured many historic venues, performing arts places out there. And we had 27 different sessions we could choose to go to. And there was over 40 vendors to look at.
You had full days, but one of your days was especially full because you were invited to be a panelist at one of those many presentations.
That's right. Our ticketing company is Vendini, and they are based out of California. And they were doing a panel discussion, and they invited three historic theaters, one from Hawaii, one from Kansas, and the Corning Opera House to present for an hour and a half on how to keep your patrons happy. Some tips we do, like sending thank you notes or sending reminders that, hey, you bought tickets to the show. Or if we give you a postcard and are asking for information, we'll say return the card for a kiss and you get a Hershey's kiss.
So all of those like that. All those cleverer marketing things. And I see in the information you sent that you have increased your attendance by 329%. Is that correct, Dee?
It is. From when we opened in 2012, we've just been steadily growing every year. Uh-huh.
That is so exciting. And I'm sure that's one of the many reasons you were asked to be on this panel. So that says to all of us, if we haven't been to the Corning Opera House, we need to get there, and there are lots of reasons to do that because you have a lot of events going on. And we're going to kind of look ahead here to some of the events coming up. You know, it's been so busy with county fairs and now state fairs coming up, and some of your things have to kind of work in between that. But we still need these exciting things to go to. So, Dee, what is happening in August?
I'm excited for our August show. It's not until August 31st, after school gets going and back into that kind of normal routine again. We are having a salute to Conway and Loretta. That's on August 31st. This is Conway Twitty's grandson, Trey Twitty, and Loretta Lynn's granddaughter, Taylor Lynn. And they are singing their number one hit.
Wow.
That they did, like Hello Darlin' and Coal Miner's Daughter. So we're excited to have them. They're coming from Nashville. And again, that's August 31st. The concert's at 7. Adult tickets are $24 or $29. We're looking forward to that one.
Well, so you should tell us, because you've just been this sort of expert on getting tickets and getting people there. How do we get our tickets?
You can order them online at CorningOperaHouse.com, or you can call me at 641-418-8037. We usually have tickets available the night of the show, so you're welcome to buy them also.
Okay. And then you have a website that if we want to get...
CorningOperaHouse.com.
Yep. So if we want to kind of keep up to date or know what's going on or get the directions or any of those kinds of things, I'm sure you have that. And you also have a Facebook?
Yes, we have Facebook and an Instagram presence. So you can always look for like trivia or their pictures. We have YouTube links in their bios, post that on there sometimes. Good place to keep in touch.
Okay. Let's mention a couple, maybe not in the details, but a couple of other things coming up past August. I'm sure you have some Christmas things coming up, some fall things. What are some of your, just mention some, a couple of highlights that are coming up then?
Well, another one that starts August 1st through September 30th, we're having our first art gallery, I guess you would say, Chad Elliott's Wilderman's Treetop Exhibit. And these are 15 acrylic paintings that he's done of whimsical characters. If you think Shel Silverstein with color.
Mm-hmm.
So an art exhibit. And then Chad Elliott's concert is going to be on September 14th, and he does a lot of Americana folk blues type music.
And I think he's getting fairly well known in the area. I know he's done some library programs. He's just sort of out there in a lot of places, and so this is just one more opportunity to share in Chad's talents. Obviously, he has a wide range of talents that he shares with people.
Exactly, yep. And our Christmas show this year is going to be Joseph Hall is returning. He's from America's Got Talent, and he's an Elvis impersonator.
Mm, what fun. Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, the other thing, and we were talking about these shows that people can come to, but the Opera House Cultural Center is used for quite a few other events and shows and that sort of thing. I understand there's a craft retreat coming up. What's that all about?
We do. At the end of last week of August, it is for anybody that loves to do crafting, whether it's quilting or hand stitching or scrapbooking, and you bring your projects from 8 a.m. to 6, 7 o'clock at night, and you just join the other people that have their unfinished projects, and you just enjoy a day of fellowship and get a lot of work done. It's $30 for the 3 days, and it's just wonderful fellowship.
Is this something that's been done before?
Here
at the Cultural Center?
A fabric store closed, and they had a retreat center in Creston. And the ladies that always went there wanted a place to continue to keep doing this. And so, we've been doing it about every other month.
Wow. Well, this way, you'd think, just stay home and do that. But, then something else always pulls you away. I got to go do this, So when you're at the retreat center, you're there. And as you say, and visit with other folks. I'm sure that's an exchange of ideas also.
Yes. They do a lot of sharing. Do you like this quilt pattern or this design by this fabric? Or, hey, I forgot how to do this stitch. Give me some help. They do a lot of quilts of valor. It's a big one that they finished there.
Okay. And then you have, you're used as a meeting center. If there's a business or an organization or somebody that needs a place to have a meeting, you also do that.
That's right. Our conference room is great for like lunch and learns or baby shower type events, up to 40 people. And the auditorium, we can arrange multiple ways. We can do seminar tables. We can do banquet tables, theater style. So we also provide the projector and screen and microphones. So we welcome and encourage renters.
And at least in the past, I know you've had, I'm not sure it's weekly or monthly, dances and sort of, bands come in and share and people can come and dance and enjoy. Are those still going on?
Yes, the Opry Show happens one Sunday a week, and I don't have that date in front of me.
That's okay.
I think it's the last Sunday in August.
Okay, one day a month. And the last Sunday. Okay. So, again, if people want to know more about it, I would recommend they also just kind of keep up to date on your website or Facebook and get acquainted with, because it's a great, great venue and a beautiful building also. It's fun to see all of the renovation that was done. So, just real quickly, why do you do this? Why are you there working on it?
I believe in our small community and that the arts are great for economic development. The arts are great for just individuals, the fellowship, and the inspiration it gives to people.
Great. Thank you so much, Dee Heaton, who is Executive Director for the Corning Opera House Cultural Center. And until next time, Dee and others, be thankful for problems. If they were less difficult, someone with less ability might have your job.
The arts are great for economic development. The arts are great for just individuals, the fellowship, and the inspiration it gives to people.
Great. Thank you so much, Dee Heaton, who is Executive Director for the Corning Opera House Cultural Center. And until next time, Dee and others, be thankful for problems. If they were less difficult, someone with less ability might have your job.